This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Good morning and welcome to the alternative media here this Saturday morning, June 26th, 2021. And for your Saturday morning broadcast, I am Richard Carey, guest host filling in for Farron Schoaf, who is on hiatus at the moment, but that's not going to stop the bombardment of propaganda, folks. In the corporate media, and we're still holding down the fort here, keeping the seat warm for Farron, for him to return to his slot when he is ready. And sorry, I don't have the opening taglines. I love the way Farron opens his show, cutting through everything basically that tries to deceive us. And I do like one point he makes. He's a conspiracy factualist. Everyone else is a reality theorist. And it really exemplifies how we're not expected in the eye of the state to question anything anymore. You know, a conspiracy, the idea of two people colluding together toward anything is supposed to be fabrication, just imaginary. If only. Well, I do have a regular co-host from my show who is here with me this Saturday morning to join me. Co-hosting, I have from over across the pond in jolly old England, an Irishman living just outside London, Paul Edward Stevenson here with me. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Richard. It's great as ever to be with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You took a little bit of a rest. You weren't feeling too well, but glad to have you back for sure.
Yeah, glad to be back and feeling a lot better. I had a sinus infection. You tend to get them sometimes with a lot of the crap that gets thrown up when you're doing gardening work. And I ended up taking an antibiotic. And of course, antibiotics, you know, they're very crude. They will deal with the infection, and sometimes, unfortunately, when it gets so bad, you need one. But they just deplete your whole body of everything, and they just leave you feeling so lethargic, so dehydrated, and just with a general mental fog, you know?
Yes. Yes. You know, I was mentioning this week how we had our fraudulent vice president, Kamala Harris, out there urging people to harass the unvaccinated, you know, for people to go knock on people's doors and try to reassure them of all of the important talking points of why they should get their shot. If they try to make any excuses, you know, if they try to weasel out in any way to try to pressure them as much as possible. And we've heard this from a lot of talking heads in the U.S. to socially ostracize people and shame them into getting this shot. So you had just shared with me a letter you received over there from the NHS. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we are writing to you again, as our records show that you're at high risk of getting seriously unwell from COVID-19, but have not yet had your first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. We would strongly encourage you to have the vaccine to protect yourself and those around you, of course, especially given variants of the virus are in circulation. So, you know, that's the NHS themselves. You know, we had Tony Blair, they ruled him out a couple of weeks ago, where, you know, when Tony's on the scene, you know, it's serious. And, he was saying that, you know, there's no good non-medical reason for people not to get vaccinated, in his usual weird little way of talking. And you know, I couldn't help but think, well, the fact that you're pushing it, Tony, in and of itself is a good reason not to get vaccinated, you know, you little creep. But yeah, the coercion over here, and there seems to be just, the thing that worries me now is that since they've sort of taken a step forward in the general kind of, you know, assumed mood, assumed reality, and it is an assumed reality. It's like the next step of the propaganda where it's, you know, and the reality creation and the social engineering where they're talking now about, you know, they, and I would dispute this. I, as I say, I've been ill, so I haven't really been able to research it, but they're talking about 82% of the British population have now been vaccinated, right? So they're basically saying, well, this is just kind of normal now, you know, we've all been vaccinated apart from 18%. In other words, you know, this is the norm. This is the vast majority of people. This is how things are going. I would dispute that there's 82% of people have had the vaccine, but there is this kind of momentum where it seems now that this has just been established, where it's going to be just the norm, where more and more, you know, probably employers, football grounds, you know, whatever establishments are just going to start asking for proof of vaccination. Do you know what I mean? It's like they've kind of just sort of stepped over the fact that there's a lot of people who are not on board with this. And they're talking with the assumption that everyone is, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, they're just trying to act like some people, just for whatever reason, didn't get around to it yet. But that everyone trusts that it's the best course to take, that everyone plans to and trusts that it's the safest option.
Yeah, and of course, and that is perfectly normal now that, you know, that, you know, with this kind of 82% of people haven't been vaccinated, and of course, the vaccine program being a massive success. I mean, the irony is, you know, we our government boasts that, you know, we have the best sort of vaccine rollout in you know, of any country in the world kind of thing. But yet we have probably less freedom of any of the European countries. Certainly we're up there in terms of lack of freedom. They've postponed the great day of freedom, which is supposed to be on the 21st of June. And for what? You know, if this vaccine has been so successful and everyone, 82% of the population has been vaccinated, not just the elderly and those who are vulnerable with comorbidities, etc., then well, why is there any restrictions? Why is there masks still in place, you know? And of course, this new Indian or this new Delta variant, I mean, it's going to go on and on and on. And then of course you had what we spoke about probably 6 weeks ago or a couple of months ago, Richard, when we were talking about this is probably going to be a precursor to climate change lockdowns and everything else. We've already had Joe Biden came out and was referring to the greatest existential threat of our day, which was climate change, and comparing the crisis of climate change to the coronavirus crisis, and talking about lockdowns and talking about, you know, restrictions because of that, and how we need to then, you know, build back better. You know, this language, which is basically, you know, code words for Marxism after they've destroyed everything, then they rebuild everything in their, you know, Marxist utopian image, you know. So Joe Biden is on record now. It's not a conspiracy theory. He's come out and he's been comparing the climate change situation to coronavirus, and it's always a crisis, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed them compare these. I've also seen read a lot of slants where they're trying to link them in various ways, that, you know, the changes to the environment have led to this surge in pandemics. And then I've even seen critical race theory brought into it, and trying to blame attributes of colonization and white people for the changes to the climate, and therefore also for the pandemic, and so all these things need to be addressed in unison, and all of this excessive spending devaluing the spending power of our fiat currency in the process, all of this infrastructure and everything else that they try to hide. I mean, one of the biggest crimes overall these days is how many things they'll pass into another bill that has to get passed. Okay, this bill has to get passed in Congress, you know, because of this particular thing we're highlighting that we're saying it's about. But then all these other unrelated things, these rioters or a pork, as some refer to this extra unrelated and things that would never get passed on their own in most cases, will get in there. As far as the just gradual slide from coercion to totalitarianism with the shots, you know, over in the Philippines, we have the president saying, "I'll inject it into your butt," and he's threatening jail time for vaccine deniers. So,
yeah, well, you know, closer, yeah, and even closer to home, and this might be quite shocking to some, you know, people of our mindset, but I read an article by a guy called Matthew Smith. I think I sent you an article. He does a podcast with a gentleman called Doug Casey, and he's a good thinker, this guy. And I mean, I wouldn't agree with him on everything, but he did an article looking at the closer details of the Florida vaccine bill, where it basically, you know, outlines quite shockingly forced vaccinations in that little bill there in Florida, when, you know, when they said about they weren't going to be, you know, pushing vaccine passports. But this article includes information from that bill itself, and it does have in there quite shocking and terrifying details about how you can be forced vaccinated. That's the, you know, the Florida governor was basically saying that they wouldn't have forced vaccinations, or sorry, they wouldn't have the vaccine passports. But if you look closer at the bill, let me just quote some of it. It says, if the individual poses a danger to the public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. If there is no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. This is in that bill. Let me see which bill it is. Let me see exactly. Well, it's legislation banning the use of vaccine passports in Florida, okay? But when you actually look at this sort of banned vaccine passport bill, it does include what I just quoted you.
I actually did come across that. I didn't get a chance to look more in depth at the story, the article. But, yeah, I did come across that. And I don't know what to make of it, to what extent the governor knew of that in there. And it's very vague in the phrasing, so that you know, it's open to interpretation, just for the defense of the governor in the case someone were to confront him on it. But at the same time, yeah, it leaves enough wiggle room for forced vaccination. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's an examination, testing, vaccination, or treatment may be performed by any qualified person authorized by the state health officer. If the individual poses a danger to public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. If there's no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccine or treat the individual. Any order of the state health officer given to effectuate this paragraph is immediately enforceable by a law enforcement officer. Individuals who assist the state health officer at his or her request on a volunteer basis during a public health emergency are entitled to the benefits specified in section 112 or whatever. So it's just, you know, I mean, I was quite shocked by that, to be honest, but I'm glad I read the you know, the details of that, you know.
Yes. We have a large study that was just done and the just amount of damage and deaths from the vaccine statistically compared to the alleged COVID, quote-unquote, COVID deaths that you could be preventing. This one article over at Huh. Well, the website mdpi.com, and it has a lot of journals in there. And let's see, they had a lot of citations for this article. I don't know if you'd call it more an article or a more of a medical sort of a journal. Poland, Germany, and the Netherlands were all contributors from about five or so different articles. Abstract, that's what I was, the word I was reaching for. So the COVID-19 vaccines, it says, have had expedited reviews without sufficient safety data. We wanted to compare risks and benefits. And we calculated with their method. We calculated the number needed to vaccinate, NNTV, number needed to vaccinate, from a large Israeli field study. Oh, all right, you know, of course, pick the chosen people, the best way to go. And prevent one death. We accessed the adverse drug reactions, ADR, or adverse drug reactions, database of the European Medicines Agency and of the Dutch National Register to extract the number of cases reporting severe side effects and the number of cases with fatal side effects. Result with their method. The NNTV is between 200 to 700 to prevent one case of COVID-19 for the mRNA vaccine marketed by Pfizer, while the NNTV to prevent one death is between 9,000 and 50,000, 95% confidence interval, with 16,000 as a point estimate. The number of cases experiencing adverse reactions has been reported to be 700 per 100,000 vaccinations. Currently, we see 16 serious side effects per 100,000 vaccinations. You have to realize, too, they estimate less than 1% of adverse reactions and deaths are reported to VAERS, these various reporting systems with CDC and what have you, on a side note, folks. But just from what they're saying here, okay, currently we see 16 serious side effects per 100,000 vaccinations. The number of fatal side effects is at 4.11 out of 100,000 vaccinations. For three deaths prevented by vaccination, we have to accept two deaths inflicted by vaccination. Conclusions, this lack of clear benefit should cause governments to rethink their vaccination policy. So that, I don't know, that's pretty, even with the reporting that is getting through, you know, to mainstream sources, Paul, what they're saying that for every for every three people you save, you have to kill two. Yeah, for every three deaths prevented, you have to inflict two deaths. So that's certainly, I mean, with any other vaccine in the past, you know, much lower numbers of deaths and adverse reactions, and it would have already been pulled. You know, and we know that this is not an emergency condition. It's just such an inflated worldwide count of cases, quote-unquote cases, and quote-unquote COVID deaths, these PCR tests, I mean, the fact that they mean nothing is not getting out there enough, because that would destroy the whole narrative, Paul.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you can be guaranteed, like you said, that whatever they do reveal is, it'll be most likely a small percentage of the reality of the situation as to how many of the, horror stories are repressed or, you know, attributed to other factors or whatever. Exactly the complete opposite of what they did with COVID. So if anyone died of anything, they attributed to, to COVID-19. And with this, where it may be quite at least a distinct possibility that someone's died with the vaccine, it'll be completely dismissed, and it'll be, they'll go out of their way to suggest that it's completely unrelated to the vaccine or to the vaccine, So, yeah, for the vast majority of people, that is taking the vaccine is a risk which is just totally unnecessary. I mean, the NHS, I'd love to know how they can justify describing someone like myself as high risk. Right. Our records show that you're high risk. With what? I mean, the average age of death is something like 80. People with, you know, pre-existing conditions. I'm 45. I'm healthy. I don't have any pre-existing conditions. I'm not obese.
Here we have the. I think we have the first break coming. So here, let's take that break and we'll jump right back to you folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We're back, folks. Welcome back to the Alternative Media. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Shelf, and I'm here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And Paul, you were just mentioning how it's so unlikely for someone, especially you know, in your age bracket and of good health to have any potential to be taken out by this? If, I mean, if it is even in all the nations purportedly that it is, because these, again, these PCR tests mean nothing. And, you know, for all we know, sure, something could have been out there and in some of the nations that we are told it's been circulating, but a vast majority of them may not have even reached, for that matter, not in as great of numbers as we're being told. We know no cases of the flu are being reported whatsoever. Everything is getting reclassified, like you say, from anything and everything under the sun. And they're doing the exact opposite with those who get the shot. If they get the shot, you know, the last thing that they're going to want to diagnose you with is COVID.
Yeah, and again, just meditate briefly on the wording of this NHS letter. I mean, this is extremely coercive, and it's, you know, there are undertones here of, you know, a veiled kind of a threat, if you like. It's like, it goes, people may be at risk of complications from COVID-19 because of a combination of factors such as age, gender, and ethnicity. If you are not aware, you're at high risk of such complications. Well, I wasn't aware, but you see, this is the NHS telling me that I am at high risk. And bearing in mind that the previous passage said, you know, you have to protect yourself and others. So the conclusion here is left sort of, you know, in the atmosphere of that you, if you don't have this jab, you're a careless person. Now, you know, we're telling you you're a high-risk person. And if you don't have the vaccination, you're not protecting yourself and others. You're a public risk here, is what this letter is saying to me.
Yeah, no, I get your point. It is veiled but insinuated that could just then increase more and more in future months, you know, over the course of the next 1-2 years, where it becomes just more than ostracizing or shaming those who won't get the shot.
Yeah, especially as they continue this narrative as if it's just now kind of established. Because they do this, by the way, with wars, and they do this with the narrative. You know, I've been watching this thing with Putin recently and the British over there. You know, if they repeat something often enough, you know, they think that makes it true. And in a lot of people's minds, it does establish some sort of reality. Like, you know, like Russia annexing the Crimea. Well, it doesn't matter how many times Western media say, with their mendacious lies, that, you know, that Russia annexed the Crimea, it doesn't make it the case. They did not. And it's the same with this type of thing. They repeat it often enough. They get the institutions out, the politicians, the media heads, the medical experts saying, you know, 82% of people have been vaccinated. Vaccination's the way out of this. Vaccine passports are reasonable. It's a public health issue. We've got to protect ourselves and others. And if this goes on, I think that, you know, the next letter, as you say, is probably likely to be more aggressive. And they'll be targeting the outliers and the dissenters, of which I think is more likely to be about 40% of the population, not 18%. And that is designed, when you hear that, I mean, in a month's time, if they say 90% of people have been vaccinated and you believe that, then you're going to start to panic. You're going to start to think, whoa, you know, the little pool of dissenters here is getting less and less. I mean, I'm starting to feel the net closing in on me. And if you have a large percentage of people believe that, then some of those people are going to buckle and they're going to get the vaccine because they're responding to propaganda and, you know, lies. And then they're going to feel the pressure. But this is what they're doing.
Yeah, I think you're right. If people have the impression that 80%, 60% even have not had the shot yet, even 40% haven't had the shot yet, that's, it gives them a lot more encouragement. And for what I'm hearing, the real numbers could be that only 40% at best of the population overall here in the U.S. have. We'll be right back, folks. Bottom of the hour.
You
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I'm the Alternative Media here on RBN. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And what else is in these things, and why are they so concerned with jabbing us? Well, we know that it doesn't stop acquisition, you know, contracting any of these variants, and we know that it doesn't stop you from transmitting it. And so it's even more suspect, in addition to the PCR tests being meaningless in this clown world, it's even more suspect further still that you don't have to wear a mask anymore, don't have to social distance, if in many places, all these corporations on board trying to push this, if you get the shot, having a two-tier society, charging a difference of $1,000 or $18 for a concert admission, whether you have the shot or not, but you can still go in there. So it's not about safety. Look, it's about coercion. It's good if they're just charging money but letting you in. They don't have separate sections when you get in there. And then other concerts, you know, they only let you in if you're vaccinated, vaccinated-only concerts, like the hardcore rebel punker Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters. And I said as sarcastic as possible in every way, shape, and form. So, but yeah, the nanotechnology as well, the additional elements, even just in the general fact that it's changing your DNA, and many suggest this could be permanent, and we can't be sure. But even temporarily, I wouldn't want to. And I have trouble believing that it's not going to be permanent in some form. It seems naive to tinker with these things. I mean, DNA, it's like a compressed file on your computer. Every little bit is actually, and I don't know if that's the best analogy, but every little bit has instructions for many different, completely unrelated attributes of the blueprint for that being, that species, you know, and that individual. So, I mean, you're changing other things as well in the process, and it's just very naive for these tinkerings, and without much of any human trials. And actually, and many of the animals died during the trials, but don't worry, folks. You know, if everyone is a guinea pig other than the elites, then they can just say, oh, well, we didn't know, and now we have to keep giving you updates because your immune system's destroyed, which is what many are saying. So you're going to be more coerced to stay on the treadmill of all the update shots, you know, just like updates to your computer software. It's clearly the same minds at work at how to get you hooked. You know, much like a dealer in the underground of highly addictive drugs. They're totally playing this as much to their advantage as possible. But I wonder about the nanotechnology factors as well. In general, it's just very disturbing that, I mean, none of the scientific facts justify having everyone suddenly get this. And so there are other purposes for it. And then the economic aspects. I mean, we have a lot out here, even in independent media, they don't factor in how much this was all pre-planned and how it's tied to economics, Paul, and their failing systems that they want to keep hold of. The largest transfer of wealth ever happened during this. And we had Event 201 and other attempts going back, what, like 10 years or more, where they've tried to cash in on former so-called outbreaks, so-called pandemics, never really took. And all the factors were in place, and economically they needed it more than ever this time. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. If you remember at the start, we said one of the main reasons for this, along with destroying your civil liberties, would be, to be able to blame the inevitable inflation. And which was already in place before the coronavirus. I mean, since 2008, the Federal Reserve, those thieves, which is what they are, they're thieves, have been, you know, printing the dollar into oblivion. And the chickens were going to come home to roost anyway. And if you listen to Fed Chair Powell there last week, literally gaslighting people. No, there is no inflation, or it's transitory, or it's not as bad as you think. It's just, you know, it's due to the lockdown, and now we're coming out, and things like, you know, new used car sales and stuff because of the lockdowns and all this nonsense. And they're literally using it as a smokescreen, the whole coronavirus thing. Well, you know, the economy was in trouble beforehand, and I don't care how much Donald Trump said it was the best economy in the history of the world ever. Nonsense, Donald. Love you to bits in so many ways, mate. But you're going right along with the Keynesian economics and the Fed, with the money printing and all the rest of the nonsense. And they've just accelerated it. And what happens when you have this mass, you know, this abomination of money printing that you've seen? What happens is those closest to the printing press, and those who are already rich with assets, see their assets increase in value, whether it's houses, whether it's yachts, whether it's land, whatever it is. And the poorer people will suffer and get poorer because the purchasing power of whatever wages they have are destroyed. And you'll see, you know, prices at the supermarkets go up. In America there, I was shocked at the average price. I thought maybe, you know, it was like $2,000 or something, but the average price of a used car at the minute is something like $23,000 or something. And the house prices are going crazy, and people are bidding, bidding against each other and offering all sorts of ridiculous sort of prices for houses. And this is those people who have already got assets, who are benefiting from the money printing. And then you've got the lower tier, the working class, and that gap's getting wider with this whole thing, who are struggling and who will never get on the housing market now unless it completely implodes and collapses. So that wealth gap is just getting bigger. It is a huge wealth transfer. And the Federal Reserve come out and say, oh, it's just transitory. Of course it's not transitory.
A few months back, a number of months back, I heard about how there were suggestions in those elite circles to link, that they'll be linking climate change with this great reset in the pandemic situation. But I didn't think it would happen so soon, and from so many talking heads from so many places, and that, it could go off as smoothly as it already. I'm surprised at how much they are already doing just that since I heard that. I mean, it is fascinating, though, how much people will buy into all these things. And it seems like, okay, they're conditioned to all these restrictions, and then you shift the reason for it more and more, and it's not even pandemic now, it's the climate, and white people and white supremacy, don't forget that. But you still have to stay in lockdown because of white supremacy. I mean, I don't know. And as far as the deaths and the infertility, we can't rule out how much. It's all just speculation and conjecture at this point, Paul, but we can't rule out just how much is ultimately going to result. Some are saying like 2 to 3 years or 3 to 5 years is when we'll really start seeing a large increase in deaths from all these shots. And
a
shortening of your life, 5 to 10 years, no matter what age you are, even if you don't die that soon, and the elderly, many expect certainly within like 2 to 3 years. Go on.
Well, exactly. And of course, the whole thing is so ambiguous, and they can muddy the water so much. You know, if you have a phenomenon of a generation of people who are vaccinated who are dying at, say, 65 instead of like 78, how can you prove that it was the vaccine? You might suspect it. And what happens if you see a spike in cancers? And that's probably the most likely thing, cancers, heart problems. I mean, what seems to be happening, the adverse reaction, which seems to be consistent to the AstraZeneca jab, and I think the Moderna one with young people, is an inflammation of the heart. And, you know, down the line, if there's other problems, they'll say, oh, no, that's nothing to do with the virus or the vaccine. And how do you prove it? And you were talking there about the speed of things. They are really making their move now, and they really want to sort of like make it quick and make it aggressive and make it as, you know, strong as possible, because they don't want to give people a chance to get organized, to have breathing space, to think about it. They really want to just close the net in and get the deal done now. And I was surprised as well. It's not a conspiracy theory. Every time you hear, even like when we spoke about it a couple of months ago, people would have dismissed that as a conspiracy theory, where you suggest they're going to do the same thing, just as you said. They'll use the same logic for, you know, the lockdowns, what they did with the virus, as they will for climate change. A couple of months ago, people would have said you're a conspiracy theorist. Joe Biden has now come out and said it. You know, there's an existential crisis, and we're going to have to treat climate change the same way as we've treated this virus. So, I mean, it's got quite staggering, Richard, even for people like ourselves who are been predicting. It's always way worse than you even thought.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And it's hard to avoid some of what is clearly put out there as distraction, also, which does harm and affects things toward these agendas. But I don't know. It's like right now, to stop these lockdowns, the truths we're mentioning about the PCR tests and these pseudo vaccine, a DNA altering experimental operating system therapies there. I mean, it's which are immune system hijacking. I need a shorter phrase for it, but it's, we could get that information out there. That seems like it could be, and how it's really a cover for the economic technocratic takeover that we're witnessing. That seems like the most important thing right now to get out there. But then we have all these other things being hurled at us. You know, I mean, like we mentioned, critical race theory and this whole anti-white agenda that's going on. I mean, it's everywhere. The defund the police movement with the Floyd situation. We have so many cities now who are regretting the defund the police movement as the crime has been soaring. All right. I've heard an update on that headline. Defund the police movement coincided with biggest surge in U.S. violence since the 1960s, FBI data confirms. And local police have been confirming the same all along in all these cities that have had defund the police. I don't know, maybe I should have mentioned, but again, it seems like distraction on a certain level, but like this whole BLM and Floyd thing, you know, we just had a sentencing come through. 22.5 years was the sentence. You saw that I sent that to you. Derek Chauvin, the policeman who shot Floyd, sentenced to 22.5 years for Floyd killing.
Yeah, well, over here, I don't know, have you ever been to London now?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you know, it's quite famous, you know, for its, you know, red telephone boxes and its black cabs and, you know, it's buses. And we have a thing over here called double-decker buses. You know, it's like they've got two layers. So you haven't just got the first level. You've got steps up to the second level, double-decker buses. And they have thrown Derek Chauvin completely underneath, not just a bus, but a double-decker bus, you know. 22 and a half years, 10 more than the recommended. I mean, this was one of the most, you know, compromised public executions, injustices in probably American history. Pure public pressure, pure politics, and this guy just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, 22 and a half years, you know, for second degree murder. You know, as I say, 10 years more than they recommended. I mean, you know, my heart sank when I read that. I mean, I don't know why I was surprised, but yeah, I mean, it's just disgusting, you know.
And we just had a man shot by police in Portland, and this was a man allegedly armed with a screwdriver who was shot by cops outside a motel in northeast Portland. Authorities moved quickly to announce that the subject was not African-American. Just listen, this is how clown world we are now, folks. Portland police reassure Antifa that man shot by police was white to avoid riot. I mean, here's the tweet from Portland police. There is erroneous information being circulated on social media regarding in the officer-involved shooting in the Lloyd District. We can confirm that the subject involved is an adult white male. No one else was injured. I tweeted 11:29 p.m. June 24th, 2021, Portland Police. So, you know, you know, don't worry. You don't have to see any, no injustice to see here, folks. It was a white man who was shot by police.
Yeah, don't worry. There's no scandal here. It was, you know, it was just some white guy was shot dead. Now, that's okay. Though. You can, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. He was white.
Yeah.
Talk about white lives don't matter.
I know. Yeah. If that is not an example of how much this has become clown world. We had parents protesting critical race theory and transgenderism in Virginia. They were violently arrested because at the school board meeting, you know, I mean, their comments were just too much. It would influence other parents too much. You know, it was gaining too much steam, evidently, being against this stuff. And, you know, so they wanted them to stop talking. They didn't, and they had police arrest them. It, you know, just showing how the next generation, they're coming after the next generation all along with all these agendas, anti-white, climate change. Go ahead.
Yeah, I watched that clip, and they turned off the mic on the guy, and the word he said when he turned off the mic, I just about heard it, was depravity, when he was condemning this crowd for their critical race theory pushing. And at the end of the day, you know, let's call it what it is. It's not critical race theory. It's critical racist theory against white people.
Well, that's very well put. I couldn't agree more. I don't know how I could improve upon that statement.
Let me improve on it. It's not a theory. it's reality. It is actual racism against white people.
And Talmudic inspired. How about that? We'll be right back, folks.
Absolutely.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back here on the alternative media, Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf here with co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. Last segment of the first hour here, And, well, in another bit of news, not quite about George Floyd, Paul, but about one of his distant relatives over in Germany, we had a Somali who was described as a knife man in Wurzburg, Germany. And he, he had killed three people and left six injured after an attack. But of course, you're not going to get too much coverage. Too much coverage of that. I'm surprised it even got out that it was a Somali, you know, a black man. Perhaps there was just footage, like we see a photo here. Maybe, you know, someone caught it on their smartphone, put it on social media before it could be covered up, you know, because usually the race would not even get out.
Yeah, and that article, by the way, that you sent me about Derek Chauvin, you know, it talks about the distress caused to the Floyd family and poor Chauvin, you know, probably trying to do the right thing, thinking, hoping that he'll see the light of day one day and disciplining himself, you know, apologizing to the Floyd family for their great distress. And, you know, what distress? I mean, they were estranged from this guy. They've had 39 million. This is even before the trial even went to trial or something like that. Was it $25 million that the government, I mean, talk about influence in a trial when the actual government themselves compensate a family for their loss before it's even established, any guilt is established. These guys were estranged. I mean, they're rubbing their hands. George Floyd was a scumbag. He was a career criminal, obviously a very messed up guy. He was no saint. And, you know, his family were well compensated for someone that they, from what I understand, were estranged from. There is very little, or if any, suffering in the Floyd family. These guys have won the lottery because of an unfortunate set of events for Derek Chauvin and his family. And, you know, the whole thing is just disgusting, really. I mean, and it shows how careful you need to be. I mean, if ever there's a lesson to the police, they should realize that you all have no favors if you are policing a demographic which commit most of the crime. So let them crack on. It's going to be more lawlessness in America. There was, 57 people, I think, in the last 2 months have been killed in Baltimore in a sort of a killing spree that's gone on there. Let me just see, get the exact, I don't want to just misquote here, but I think it's 57. Yeah, 57 dead in 50 days as violence continues to ravage Baltimore City. Now, the last time I checked, there wasn't many white people in Baltimore.
No, there are not. Yeah, I mean, this
because they all left years ago.
This new Juneteenth has been recognition of the acknowledgement of end of the Civil War. It's been more violent than New Year's Eve and 4th of July already. And yeah, it was just made a federal holiday. We'll be right back for hour two. Opening the phones now. We'll take your calls. 512-248-8252. Stick around.
Love is a razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slap in the dust with his dark eyes red with a sword turn of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.